Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Monday, April 17th, 2017. And with me today, I have Brian Chaffin. How are you, Brian?
I'm good. Thanks for having us, man. It's good to be here.
It's awesome that you're here. And John Martellaro, I'm so glad you are here too. How are you?
I'm good to go. Thank you for inviting me as well.
It's always great to have both of you on the show. And it's also great that Blue Apron is our sponsor today because, hey, no one should have to go hungry. So we'll talk about them soon. But first, I wanted to have both of you here because, call it a hunch, I'm betting that you guys have some opinions on this news that Apple has a permit now from California Department of Motor Vehicles that allows them to test self-driving cars on public roads.
Brian, may I go first?
Sure.
So what it appears is that Apple's not going to actually go toe-to-toe with Tesla and build a real car. They're going to build this autonomous system and try to market it. Ever since I heard that concept, in my arrogance and in my ignorance, I have thought that was a bad idea. The reason is that big car companies like General Motors, Ford, and the German car companies are going to want to write their own software for their own purposes, for their own liability and their own vision, and for maintainability and transparency and ownership. So Apple is left to try to sell this autonomous system to companies that don't have the wherewithal to write their own, which means they probably can't afford it anyway. And so I don't see a win-win here for Apple. I see a lose-lose.
So you think that Apple is going to start licensing out software? That's what you're telling me here, John.
License out or sell an autonomous software system to whomever will take them up on it.
So unlike
very few,
unlike everything that Apple has ever done, with the exception of that little cloning thing in the 90s, Apple is going to develop software that it then licenses out to other people to get their grubby, dirty, filthy, non-Cupertino mitts on and turn their elegant software onto some kind of road traveling device running their software. That's what you're telling me here.
That's what it seems. Why would Apple be developing this autonomous system if they didn't plan to market it?
Okay. All right. It's one thing.
It's so rare to see you so tongue-tied, Brian.
Apoplectic.
It is one thing to reach this conclusion, but the evidence doesn't actually support that. The evidence says that Apple is working on a self-driving car.
The evidence I've seen suggests that Apple has shied away from actually building a car.
But you haven't seen any evidence to that effect.
No, I haven't seen any evidence because Tim Cook didn't call me on the phone and tell me what his plans are. But
you just said the evidence says, but the evidence doesn't say that.
Well, let me put it another way. From what I've read, it appears that Apple has got second thoughts about actually building a car.
But even that's not what's on the record. What's on the record out there is that Apple has reshaped the development team that's doing the car. What they're doing, the scope of what they're doing, we don't actually know those things yet. And by the way, I don't have any evidence to the contrary. I'm just saying that if Apple is going to get a license for doing self-driving cars, the idea that it's so that they can develop a system that they sell to other people, that flies in the face of everything else about Apple. If they're testing a self-driving car, I would say it's because they're still fooling around with it.
All right.
That to me is a better reading of the facts than to think that they're just going to change everything that they've ever done.
Now, the cars that they're going to be using as their test bed are 2015 Lexus SUVs. And I can see where some people would go, aha, that's proof they're not making their own car. But no. I see that as proof that Apple's actually working on something and they need a test platform to use out on the streets. And right. they chose to use this 2015 Lexus as that test platform. I can't imagine if Apple was building their own car that they would put that out on the roads right now. That's not the Apple way. So
no, even Google was testing with other cars.
Right. Yeah. It makes sense. You use a vehicle that you know actually works. And
yeah. Like a vehicle that, say, will drive.
Right. A vehicle that will drive and maybe something that that can withstand bouncing off a few curbs, like an SUV. And you put your sensors and software onto that car so that you can test those elements.
All right. So, John, let's dig in a little bit more to the things that have come out about Apple's Titan project. We know that Bob Mansfield was put in charge of it, right? When we both, of course, have an immense amount of respect for Mr. Mansfield. Mm-hmm. Am I putting words in your mouth?
Nope.
And we know that he absolutely scaled down the scope of what that team was working on, right? Because he reassigned some people. Few people were let go, but a bunch of people were reassigned to other projects within Apple. But we have not heard that the team has been dissipated, and we have not heard. Is dissipated the right word I'm looking for? Does that work?
Yeah,
mostly pedantic.
Yeah, we'll roll with it.
Okay, and we have not heard that Bob Mansfield is no longer working on the car, and I think that's news that probably would have broken. So one thing that you can conclude from him scaling the project back and reassigning people and even letting some people go is that they're no longer going to make a car. Another thing you could conclude from that is that the project was out of control and there were too many things going on, things that were either never going to come to fruition or things that Apple didn't actually need to reinvent the wheel on, et cetera. And that some sanity has been brought back to the project. And now to get further evidence that Apple has applied for and received permission, approval, regulation, regulatory approval to test these cars says to me that the car project is still on track.
Let me tell you why I think it's not.
Okay.
To build a car factory requires tremendous planning and application of resources. These factories are big. They're complicated. They use manufacturing robots. These giant robots are built in Japan, I think, mostly. And we haven't heard anything from the supply chain about Apple ordering factory components or car building robots. The other thing we haven't heard about is Apple lining up and securing lithium ion sales from China, whereas I think most of the lithium comes from. And if Apple is going to compete with Tesla, they're going to have to fight tooth and nail to acquire most of the lithium on the surface, on the crust of the surface of the earth. And we haven't heard anything about that. So no factory, no robots, no lithium lineups, just an autonomous test. And that tells me that they're not planning to do a car, or if they are planning on doing a car, we won't even see one until 2021.
Yeah, the time frame could certainly have slipped. That's for sure.
That's what I'm thinking.
I would buy that Apple's not going to make a car before I would buy the idea that Apple's going to develop a system that it licenses out to anyone else.
That's a persistent rumor. I keep reading it everywhere. It comes from somewhere. I don't know. Maybe it's the echo chamber.
I think a lot of it's echo chamber. And it's something that I've been watching. The echo chamber, I mean, something I've been watching closely lately. And it feels to me like a lot of the ideas that we have about what Apple is doing are just echo chamber talk. So seeing something tangible, in this case, a permit to test autonomous cars, self-driving cars, on public roadways in California, I think that's a very interesting thing. And Brian, I love the term you came up with when you were talking about Bob Mansfield scaling back the team or restructuring the Project Titan team, because we don't know if Apple's making a car or if they're just making software. And you called it Schrodinger's car. I absolutely love that.
Oh, thank you. That is cool. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Oh, I had forgotten.
At any given moment, Apple both has a car and does not have a car.
Yes.
And we won't know until we see it.
Yep. Until we open the box and see the car or not. Yeah. All right. Well, my guess.
The unpacking photo should be fun.
Yeah. What do you mean it didn't come with a charging cable? It's just like my MacBook Pro. Anyhow, all right. So my guess is that we'll be coming back to this topic more because it looks like Apple's going to be testing cars. So I can't wait to see what comes next with that. And hey, we have a sponsor today, and that sponsor is Blue Apron. And Blue Apron is the company that goes out and finds all of the best ingredients they can. So sustainably harvested seafood and responsibly raised chicken and pork and beef and produce that comes from farms that practice regenerative farming, which is not the same thing as what Time Lords do, just to be clear. And then they come up with these amazing recipes that are really great. And as an example, I just recently made, I can't even remember exactly what it was called, but it was a salmon thing, and it used this grain that was sort of like a rice thing, but it was a wheat thing, and it had kale in it and dates, and it was just like crazy.
Oh, couscous. Amazing.
No, not couscous. It was okay. A grain that I'd never heard of before, and it was great. It was just this awesome thing, and it was so much fun to make, and I loved that the way the meal came together. There was one element where you have this cheese. It's sort of like a creamy cheese, and then you put squeeze fresh lemon juice into it, and you put that on top of the salmon. Well, I have a dairy allergy, so I couldn't have that part. But since it's something you add on at the end, I was able to put that on my girlfriend's, and I had my salmon without the cheesy stuff. And we both had this awesome dinner together, and it was just it was wonderful. There's another salmon thing coming up soon, and it's sweet and sour salmon with bok choy, carrot, and ginger fried rice. And I'm going to make sure that's in one of my upcoming meal packages, and I'm going to eat the crap out of that because it sounds awesome. So I love that they have these awesome meals that you get to prepare yourself, made from fresh ingredients that look so good that sometimes when I pull them out of the package, I think they're fake. That's how perfect the produce is every single time. Anyhow, so they've priced these so that it's cheaper than going to a nice restaurant. So under $10 per person for your meals, and this gets delivered right to your door, so you don't even have to go shopping. And then you have these great recipes you can try again later if there's something that really stands out to you, and I'm betting there will be. So here's what you guys need to do. Head over to the Blue Apron website, and that's blueapron.com/TDO. And it's really important that you get that /TDO part on there, blueapron.com/TDO. First, because that's going to get you your first three meals from your order for free with free shipping. And then second, because Blue Apron likes to know where people heard about their great products. And this way they know it was here. So head over to their website, blueapron.com/TDO, and the first three meals on your order are going to be free, and you're going to get free shipping, and the food is great. I've been so happy with every meal I've made so far, and I'd love for you guys to be happy too. So head over to their website, blueapron.com/TDO. Thank you, Blue Apron, for being our sponsor. Okay, so we had kind of a fun little thought session earlier today, and I totally stole it so we can talk about it on the show, because it's one of those things where it's just actually really cool to think about. And John, this is something you came up with, and you said, so what of the big companies, which would be Google, Apple, Microsoft, and Amazon, which one of those four companies, if you had to choose one, will not be here in 75 years?
Yeah, I was inspired by your article about Waz says Apple will still be here in 2075. And I thought, you know, let's carry the thought experiment a little further. If one had to pick on some analytical basis, which one of those four companies would not be around in 50 or so years, how would one develop a methodology? What analysis would one do? What forecasting would one do of technology? And then try to back out. If you had to pick, now, chances are all four will be with us. But if one had to pick one company and one had to do the analysis, which company would one isolate on? I thought it'd be an interesting pondering and analysis. Of course, it would be very subjective. It wouldn't be full of a lot of business statistics or interviews or anything like that.
I think you're stalling by telling me which company you think will be gone.
Well, I think companies that are well positioned to serve consumers would probably be high on the list. And Microsoft and Apple are in that business. So it's down to the two companies that are a little more self-serving. And Amazon is a really strong company with great leadership and sells a lot of stuff and stays current with technology. So just based on the self-serving nature off the cuff of Facebook, because it's free and because of the way it operates.
Wait, you added Facebook to the list. I would guess
Facebook is on the list, isn't it? And no, also, Facebook is not free.
You're the product. John gave me was,
I have a cold.
So the list you gave me initially was Google, Amazon, Microsoft, and Apple.
Yeah. Sorry, I got off onto a tangent. I was thinking.
And
about
now you're adding Facebook in.
Well, let's keep it interesting. Let's restrict it to those four.
No, let's not, because Facebook is the one that's going to go away if one of them goes away.
Yeah, well, that's true. But that makes it maybe too easy.
Facebook is the company that is most vulnerable to disruption. Some kind of change in the way that we connect with each other will screw the Facebook pooch. I'm not saying that it's going to happen, but if you're going to pick one of those companies that's going to go away, it's going to be, it's absolutely hands down would be Facebook. They don't do anything.
If we have to pick one of the four, I would guess it would be Google. For the same kind of disruptive reasons, changes in the way we use the internet.
And John, I would pick Google as well, but for a different reason. It would go away technically, but not really go away, because it's part of Alphabet. So I could see as what Google does evolves and changes, and what the parent company Alphabet is doing, I could see them pulling Google apart, and then you'd have these different companies that are still doing Google things, but it wouldn't be the Google name.
Yeah, if we're talking about the service. Google, the search engine, seems destined to go away. But I think that Google, the company, i.e. Alphabet, will persist.
Yes.
The other reason I have misgivings about Google is because they seem to go off on big tangents like Google Book Search and Google Glass that are grandiose visions but don't have a solid basis an infrastructure to build on for the future. They're sort of pie in the sky things, and they don't build on a customer experience, and they don't build on technology evolution. And so they crash and burn, and that can't go on for a long time before Google pays a price.
Yeah. And Google Alphabet is known for Alphabet making things and then making them go away. And Alphabet, yeah, as the parent company, will, yeah, have a lot of flexibility, I think, in what they do with all of these different elements. So, all right, we're out of time. So I'm going to summarize what we just concluded. Out of Google, Apple, Microsoft, and Amazon, the company most likely to go away is Facebook. And and
out of the five.
And then,
hey, I've got an important tidbit though on, okay, this. Information still needs to be organized and searched. That's not going
to
go away.
That is not going to go
away. And Google is best positioned to continue to do that. Now, their business model could hopefully shift someday.
We can live in hope.
Yeah.
And the companies that design and fabricate silicon are the future. And yep, Google doesn't do that.
And my feeling of all five of the companies on your four company list, I'm just totally gonna keep on that because I can. Of all five companies on your four company list, I bet all of them will still be around in some form in 50 years.
They probably will be. But as a mental exercise, if one had to pick, we can have some fun.
Yes. And there we go. It's listeners, I'm curious, do you think any of those companies will likely be gone in 50 years? Let me know. You can shoot me a message on Twitter at TMO Daily. You can send me emails, observations@macobserver.com, and you can leave comments in the show notes. I'll look at all of those places, and I'm curious to see what you have to say. And with that, we really are out of time, so we have to wrap up. Brian, thank you for being here today.
Hey, thanks for having us, man. It was good to be here.
It was loads of fun. John, thank you for being here as well.
Let's see here. I'm doing my math now. 4 + 1 = 4. Okay, got it.
Thanks
for having me on.
Yep, and I'm glad you're such a good sport when I give you a hard time about stuff like that. You really do rock. Blue Apron, thank you for being our sponsor today. Head over to their website, blueapron.com/TDO. And get the first 3 meals off your order for free, plus free shipping. I really like their food. blueapron.com/TDO. Listeners, thank you for being here. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.